This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Today we're beginning a mini-series entitled Observations. And in this first part, we'll be looking at particularly the view of the visitor as they what they see when they come into the local congregation. What does a visitor see that could hinder their view of a congregation? First, let's consider the friendliness or unfriendliness of its members. When a visitor enters a congregation, the local congregation, are they greeted by anyone? And if so, how many people actually greet them? You know, it's not uncommon for preachers, I've seen it done in several locations, to remind the congregation at the beginning or at the end or both of their lesson to meet the visitors, to make sure they greet them. And yet sometimes you still have those members who just really don't seem really interested in meeting those visitors. When they are greeted by members, as members, are we smiling? Are we happy to be able to come over and visit with them and talk with them? And at many congregations, you may have a pamphlet or something that lets them know a little more about the congregation. And if so, do we pass out the information to them? Some congregations have little folders and things such as that. Some have maybe just a little tract they put together to tell them what to expect as they visit the congregation there. And so if that is the case, do we offer that to our visitors, to our guests? And also for the visitor, when they come into the local congregation, what else could they see? Well, maybe not just the friendliness or unfriendliness of its members towards them, but what about the friendliness or not-so-friendliness of its members towards one another? Do you know that visitors will watch other individuals there, that congregation? They will watch the members and see how they interact. I know I do. When I visit a congregation, I see how they talk with one another. And so we have to wonder, what do they see? Do we get along with one another? And we know, of course, in any congregation, doesn't matter where you are, there are going to be differences of opinions and things such as that. But as members, any differences of opinion should not be visible by visitors. Meaning when the visitor is coming into our congregation, if they're looking around to see two people talking, they shouldn't be able to see that these two people clearly do not get along, because that's not going to encourage them to come back. If they view discord and maybe some hard feelings towards one another's by members, that's not going to be very encouraging to them. And also, do the members seem really genuinely, do they genuinely want to be there? Do they really want to be in services? You know, when you visit a congregation, you see lots of things. And you also see lots of things from the pulpit. You see things such as maybe members who, during the worship service, they're balancing their checkbook. Maybe they're actually reading an article, maybe from the bulletin. Maybe they're just reading the paper. And still you have some who are just sleeping every week, week after week. And, of course, we don't understand some members have, maybe because they're older in age, some maybe have health issues, and so it's that maybe their medications are causing them some drowsiness. But, you know, it seems to me on the first day of the week, that if we really want to pay attention, then we will pay attention. Regardless of what is going on, that we will do our very best to stay alert and to pay attention to the worship services. And so that brings us to our next point. Do members pay attention during services? You know, it's encouraging when you're a visitor to see other people there, the congregation, to see members who are taking notes, who are opening their Bibles or looking up verses on their phones or whatever it may be. And so we should, when visitors come in, what do they see? Do they see us sitting there like maybe just not really interested, just kind of staring off into space? And so we have to wonder what our visitors are seeing. And when visitors come into our congregation, are we, as members, are we distracting to them? I mean, are our actions during the worship service or during the Bible class, are those things that are distracting? You know, do they see members who, like I mentioned before, maybe instead of paying attention, they're doing something else? They're playing on their phone. They're not, when I say playing on their phone, I don't mean they're using it for their Bibles. I mean they're doing something else. And so there's various ways that people can be distracting. Maybe some people like to carry on conversations among others during a Bible class, after a Bible class, during announcements, members will continue to talk. And so things like that can be very distracting. And another one we have to think about is, do the services feel rushed or do they feel short? You know, some congregations you go into and it seems like you sing a song, you have a prayer, you sing another song, and then the preacher's in the pulpit. And then the preacher gives maybe what we call a sermonette, where he's there up there talking for 10 or maybe 15 minutes, and then he closes, do the Lord's Supper, and then that's it. Well, that to me would feel very rushed, and no doubt would feel very short. And so we want to make sure when our visitors come in among us to visit a local congregation, that's not the feeling that they walk away with. And let's remember as we close, John chapter 4 and verse 23, which says, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." Let's remember that as we prepare to worship the Lord on the first day of the week.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.